Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Assurance. Eternal security is a reality for every true believer. So the issue then becomes whether or not one is a true believer. How can you know for sure you have a saving faith? This is where people often struggle. Security is a positional matter that is settled once and for all in saving faith. Security does not depend on your feelings, but only on your faith. However, assurance is a practical matter that is tied to your experience. In other words, people can be saved and yet lack assurance. Nevertheless, God wants all believers to know the joy of assurance. He wants them to know the reality of their security in Christ in their experience. The Word of God is the basis of assurance. 1 John 5, 9-13 reads, "If we accept the testimony of men, God's testimony is greater, because it is God's testimony that He has given about His Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has this testimony within him. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony God has given about His Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. The one who has the Son has life. The one who doesn't have the Son of God does not have life. I have written these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." However, there is such a thing as false assurance. The devil promotes false assurance to the unbeliever and lack of assurance to the true believer. Real assurance is in accordance with the Word of God and is defined by what the Bible says is characteristic of true faith in Christ as Lord and Savior. Matthew 7:21, Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." 1 John 2:4, "He who says, 'I know him,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." The New Testament warns that there will be those who claim to be Christian, but their practice consistently contradicts their profession. Paul repeatedly warned, "Do not be deceived by such a profession." 1 John 6:9, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?" Do not be deceived. Galatians 5:19 through 21. "Now, the works of the flesh are evident, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice things will not inherit the kingdom of God." Ephesians 5:6, "Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience." John the Apostle gave the same warning in 1 John. 1 John 3:7 and 8, "Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." It's an important phrase, that he might destroy the works of the devil. There are always those living in sin, and yet at the same time claiming to be Christian. Practice tells. The issue is not the perfection of our practice, but it is most certainly about the direction of our practice. The works of the devil, in the context of 1 John 3, are an unbroken pattern of sin. This defines the devil and those who belong to him. Christ came to break that pattern, and he has in the lives of all those who truly know him. There is what the Bible refers to in 1 Corinthians 15:2 as a vain faith. There is a faith that is intellectual and emotional, like the demons have, James 2:19. And yet it is insincere. That's why the Bible says, "It's with the heart that one believes unto righteousness." Romans 10:10. In 2 Timothy 1:5, Paul speaks of that which is a, quote, genuine faith. This is what we commonly call a saving faith. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe from your heart, and you will be saved. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald.